Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
We'd like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land and pay respect to their elders past, present, and emerging. We extend that respect to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples who may be listening.
Can you burp on cue? Damn. I didn't know you could do that.
It's, well, when there's enough like air in my esophagus, yeah. I can...
Esophagus?
Esophagus.
Honk.
Honk. Can I do my honk? Honk.
Yeah.
Honk.
Whoa!
Honk, honk. I'm good. Honk, honk.
That's what do you really think? Good.
I love honking. Honk. And I also do a really good meow. Meow. Wait, no, that's shit. No. Wait.
Meow.
Are you ready? Meow. Wait. Meow. Meow. Meow.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Thanks.
I can kind of do a guinea pig.
Oh my god, do it.
That's good.
Wait, that's not it.
Just no,
wait.
That's...
What are they? Because they're like,
I can do a really good guinea pig. This is a cry for help. Help me. I'm a guinea
pig. They're like saying, weak, 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 weak. No, it's got to be more guttural. Yeah, that's good. What are you doing there? Yeah. Are they okay? Are guinea pigs all right? Have we ever checked? Can we do some check-ins on guinea pigs?
Yeah, federal check, a welfare check.
No,
because
they're fucking miserable. Like, maybe they're like...
No, they are. It's like, oh, here's my old shoe box that you can have from fucking Converse that I bought 10 years ago, you little cunt. Go sit in there and eat some grass.
What about, what other animals?
Me to guinea pigs, touch grass.
Yeah, literally. You guys need to fucking touch some grass and stop being so sad. What? Give me another animal and I'll do an impression.
Cow.
What? Wait, hang on. Okay, give me something else.
Pig. Can you do like the pig, like, but no. Wait, what's the other sound they make?
Snorting and snuffling.
Snuffling.
Wait, I can do a cat meow.
You sound like a demogorgon.
You know when cats purr? I can do that. Ready? Oh my god!
What?
I literally no, but I just growled. That's
you sound like the book from Prisoner of Azkaban.
Oh yeah, that fucking book that you jump on. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that was silly.
I can do a lizard.
Oh yeah. That was so good. Wow.
What about, did they say?
Last one, and then we will literally get started. Can you do? Oh, can you do your? It always makes me laugh. Can you do your? What is it? The
pterodactyl.
Yeah. good, right?
It's so funny. Do it again.
You've got to catch me like, I'm just going to start dropping it in because sometimes it's just like a reaction. It's not like for, hey, look at my noise, but I just like so this morning I nearly dropped a cup and I was like, it's good, right?
It's so funny. It's literally, my sense of humor is just noises.
Yeah, same.
It's so like a noise, like, g-dunk, g-dunk, g-dunk. Can we what's that from? Kung Fu Panda. And he goes, nope, I figured it out. Skadoosh. You know that bit at the end? Because I was like, how do I know that? And what I do is I watch these kids' films and then I internalize these sounds and I just say them at random points. And I'm like, what's that? Oh, of course, it's the sound from Kung Fu Panda.
Yeah. At the moment, I really love Hubbern, which I think is from Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Ooh.
I think Amy says it.
Yeah.
Hubbern.
Hubbern.
But that's just... What's the word?
You know what I say? Have you seen Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs?
Of course.
You know,
avocados.
That's so funny. Oh, Baby Brent walks into the sardine shop and he goes, I say this all the time. He goes, what is up, everybody? Like, it's so funny. And also when Bill Hader,
Lick Steve, the monkey, Steve.
Know. Wait, last one from me. I don't even know what the fuck this is from, but it's just that TikTok sound of that like little short man thing, and he's like, "Hey there,
you hater."
I don't think
how are you doing?
I don't think I know that one.
What if anyone knows what that's from? Please hit me up. I've had it stuck in my head for 3 months.
What's your favorite one, Jess?
I was gonna say one that you do quite often, Molly, is the Vector from Despicable Me.
Vector! He's in Despicable Me. Vector!
Oh, yeah.
Vector! That's Jason Segel.
Yes.
You know that? Vector!
He's so good.
He's so funny.
A comedic fucking genius.
Vector! I'm going to steal it. Oh, yeah. Vector! Anyway, hi, Tanya. How are you going?
I'm so good. No, I'm actually in a really good mood today.
Really?
This is the lamest shit. Do you want to know what I did when I woke up this morning?
What?
Because I like read a nice message. I jumped out of bed and my bed is right next to my mirror. I looked in the mirror and I said, you're alive.
No, that's actually really cute.
That's lame.
Sorry. I didn't know whether you're going to be like, that's cute. Like, I didn't know whether you're going to be offended if I said that's
no,
cute.
It's no, so
here's the thing. Here's the thing. If we were having like a really emotional moment right now and hadn't just like made sounds, I would probably be like, that's beautiful. But because we were just making noises, like I'm going to err on the side of that's cringe.
No, it was so freaking cringe. And I looked in the mirror. I was like, you're alive. And no, then I had to pee.
No, but you know when you do that and you're like, you have moments where like you'll literally be like, I don't know, like walking down the street and you'll like see a flower and you'll be like, I'm alive.
Yeah.
Like, oh, plane. You'll be like, I'm alive and I get to live on this earth. And then like you'll like go on TikTok.
Yeah.
And just ruin it. But that is those moments. How often do you have those moments? Because they are.
Dude, rarely.
Rarely. Because,
like, yeah. Okay. So me, maybe like 2 weeks ago, I was crying like 5 times a day. I was crying 3 times a day. And then I had an epiphany and I did that shit in the mirror. But I was like, no, I must maintain a level of mystery, even with myself. I can't do cringe shit like, you're alive? That's stupid.
No, but those moments are so nice. But then, like,
I felt like a kid again. That was nice.
No, that's so... Not even, like, I feel like, being an adult is just wanting to die.
Hard.
Like, and then, like, if you're like, oh, like, life is beautiful. Like, those moments happen. I reckon I have that, like, once every 2 or 3 weeks. But when it happens, I'm like, slay.
Oh,
and
nice.
Everything's good for like half an hour and then you want to die again.
Where are you at right now? Dying or you're alive?
Well, yesterday I literally like, yeah, I have it right now. No.
Right now I'm recording this.
No, I'm not in a good place. I'll be honest. Right now I've hit the afternoon slump.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I feel like I need like, and then I'm going to work straight after this.
Dude, I'm going home, but still, I'm like tired to be going home. Yeah. So I was like, I'll get a Macca's coffee for the drive.
Oh, you know what? You just cured me. I remembered coffee.
I remember.
Oh my
coffee.
God, I'm going to get a Macca's coffee. Oh, fuck. Okay, I'm fine now.
Iced latte, right?
Yep.
Cool.
Sexy.
Molly.
Yeah?
If I recall correctly, you shouldn't be having coffee.
Why?
Because I have ADHD.
It sends you up the damn wall, doesn't it?
But I need
to
be...
Are you addicted?
No, I just...
I'm addicted.
I have a... If I eat coffee...
Especially for people with ADHD, coffee does the opposite and it makes you more tired because it gives you a 30-minute high and then you immediately crash.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not fun. What if I have a decaf?
Yeah, it's a placebo. You'll taste it and you'll be like, ooh, a sweet treat. Sugar, a little bit of sugar is better than having
sugar.
A whole thing of coffee.
Sugar.
Really?
Like I'd recommend literally just having a shake over sugar. Having a coffee.
What's a shake?
Like a thick shake or something.
Oh, thick shake.
Like we're still talking about McDonald's. But
sugar.
Seriously, sugar is better than caffeine for most people with ADHD. Because then you, you know, hit that dopamine craving.
How many coffees do you have a day?
I don't.
Oh, you've stopped. You're off it.
It makes me go crazy.
What about you, Jess?
I'm the same. I can't have it either. Oh. I don't have caffeine. Like straight up.
I have 2 to 3 a day.
A day?
Yeah.
Is that bad?
No, it's not bad. It's
no,
just
that
like,
seems pretty regular.
If it works for you, slay. But that's just, if I had that, I would.
I'd fall asleep.
I would.
Yeah.
I'd be like, and then fall asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the sun would explode if I had 3 coffees. Actually, you know what would happen? Has anyone seen, okay, another weird reference. Has anyone seen Hoodwinked? You know, when the squirrel gets the coffee and then he's suddenly like, yeah, I went to the mall and I went to the thing and I went to the thing and I went to the forest. And then like, that would be me.
What's that character's name?
Oh my God. I don't know. He's like, hello, I'm Timmy. I live in the forest.
Oh, you were talking about wild thornberries.
Yeah.
Donnie.
I was going to say Yachty.
Yeah. Do your Donnie. Your Donnie's good. Do your Donnie. That I'm That's literally really Donnie. But you know this. Does anyone know what I'm talking about? The squirrel from Hoodwinked, who drinks the coffee.
I haven't seen it.
What?
It sounds like
what?
Me.
Ah. You haven't seen fucking Hoodwinked.
Is that about Little Red Riding Hood?
Yes.
Wait.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I had this like one magazine, like a Total Girl magazine or something. Oh no, fucking like K-Zone or some shit, like from ages ago. And it was like Hoodwinked everything. Everything Hoodwinked. Slay. Every page
the
was Hoodwinked.
Schnitzel song.
Schnitzel, the favorite treat for little girls and boys to eat. Boom. No more fork. Use your hand. We have fun in Switzerland. Lo, 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 lo.
I'm watching that. Like,
have you seen it?
In the next couple of days. No, I have seen it.
I'm not even joking.
But I have to rewatch it.
Can I watch it with, don't watch it yet. Let's all watch it together because it is one of the funny. Use the hood, Red. Use the hood.
We'll do a live reaction.
It's so funny.
I would love to do a live reaction. Let's pick a movie. Okay, Hoodwinked and then live react. Done.
Perfect. And now, Tanya, let's get onto the business end of life.
Yes.
What's your ick this week?
Okay, something that's kind of... Well, this is like a long-standing ick. This is like a 10-plus year ick.
Oh.
I want to join a gym, but I don't know how to gym. Right? You get that, right?
I get it.
Do you know how fucking hard it is to go to a gym and like do the shit? I know. Okay, fine. Treadmill, shit like that. Like go on a bike, use the elliptical, easy. But then everything else after that, I think because it's all like math related, it just goes out the freaking window. Everyone's like, oh, you have to do like 3x10 sets and then you've got to like minus that by 1 and then you've got to make sure that you're doing like a matographical and doing the ups and downs of the reps and, okay, reps, guys. But 3 sets of reps and reps and rupee pappies. That means jack shit to me.
You know what? You know what? I'm going to validate you right now.
I shouldn't go to a gym.
I'm going to validate you on the couch.
Permission to be vulnerable in your car.
Permission to be vulnerable on the podcast. Listen, some people can just do it.
Yeah.
Some people can walk in and do sets and just do it solo and know, okay, I've got to do 3 arm things and leg things and stuff. Some people, sorry, just if you didn't know, Tanya just tried to eat her microphone.
Yeah.
Some people need to be either with someone else or with a group. I go to a group session on a Thursday morning because I cannot do it alone.
Oh, see, you know what would be so great about that is if I liked being perceived. But as we know from 2 episodes ago, I hate when anyone is near me, looking at me, judging me. I think I've had that with like trainers before and they're like, oh, you've never been on this machine?
Rude.
Or you've never you've never lifted said weight or you don't know what a rep is? And I'm like, oh my God,
That's so rude.
KMS now because I don't know how to do that one thing.
Wait, so would you, like, if you had, like, a trainer who was more supportive, would it be okay?
No, because you're still looking at me. Sorry. Unless you are a trainer who will give me the words and turn around. Or...
Sorry?
Like, if you were like, okay, this is exactly how you do it, and now I'm going to turn around and not look at you do it, Tanya.
I was thinking something more.
And just...
I was thinking something... I don't know, you were like, turn around. I'll give you the words and turn the fuck around, bitch. No, I don't know where it was going, but...
Maybe that would motivate me.
you need to fall in love with a trainer. You need to have...
Can I speak on this?
Huh?
Can I speak on this?
Yes.
Jason, my boyfriend, takes me to the gym and basically trains me.
That's fine.
Which is, you know, speaking of falling in love with your trainer. He literally saved my life in terms of the gym. I never thought that I could go to the gym. Every time, like, I even thought about, like, I've had memberships in the past, and every single time I've gone, my brain has just been like, oh my God, everyone's looking at me. Mm. Everyone's like, I don't know how to use this. I can't, like, and I've just, like, had, like, borderline panic attacks every single time. Like, because I was never, like, one to research going to the gym or anything. I was never, like, a very active kid.
Yeah.
So when I started going and like doing stuff, I was just so like nervous. Even though I knew that like the physical activity would make me feel good, like physically. It's literally just like gym anxiety is is so common. And every single girl that I've ever spoken to has been like, literally you walk in your cute little gym outfit and then like you get 1500 stares from people and you have to just like it's the worst thing ever to curb. The best thing that like that's happened to me is like Jason being able to take me to the gym and actually like show me how to use shit, because like I don't know how to use any of the machines. I'm the same. Like I've never been on, like I had never been on like the bloody leg press or any. I like didn't know what any of it did.
Yeah.
Or like but he's so lovely and like helpful. instead of being that kind of trainer, which I've heard a lot of people have the same problem as you, like where you're doing something and they're like, no, you're doing it wrong. Why do you even like, you know, and like just. Rude. Having a lot of like emotional response instead of logical response.
Yeah.
But Jason's very, if I'm doing something, he'll be like, oh, just make sure that when you do that, like you do that, because you don't want to like hurt your knee this way or blah, blah, blah. He's very like lovely that way. Or if like he'll see that I'm doing something wrong or whatever, he'll like very softly be like, oh, just make sure when you do it next time, like do that. Or like, or if I look like I'm going to literally injure myself by doing something, he'll, you know, correct me. But it's never in like a, you know, like it's very, you know, and I feel like... Not to say that everyone needs to go get a boyfriend.
Snap for Jason, please.
Yes. Not to say that everyone needs to go get a boyfriend and then go to the gym. Well, but like a lot of people just need someone else that has a little bit more experience to come and be like, oh, you know. But then, force the problem of some people think that they know a lot about the gym when they don't.
Absolutely. Yeah.
There are a lot of people that are like,
see, that's exactly what's going to happen. One of my friends was like, oh, you're going to go to the gym. You're going to join a gym, make friends with like all the girls, and then guys will try to hit on you because they're shit and try to like teach you.
Mm.
Like, quote unquote. And if a guy came up to me and was like, hey, like, I'm just wondering, like, I just saw you from afar and I just want to say that.
Just letting you know your form's wrong.
Yeah. I would be like, really? You're a genius. Why don't you tell me more about the freaking gym and this stupid freaking little weight that I'm holding? Mm. This is a simulation. This place does not exist. Everything is fake here. You're an idiot.
But just also back to your original problem, like as Jess said, like I know I can tell like this is making you quite emotional. So just know like I do think the only answer is get a fucking boyfriend. So like I really hope that helped. Like just listening to what Jess said, like obviously just know that the only time you're going to feel at peace is if you have a boyfriend at the gym with you. So,
but I am no man's peace. I would then argue with him, I think.
But you need to go get a boyfriend right now, Tanya. Chop fucking chop.
All right.
Kidding.
If there are any trainers out there who want to fall in love at T97B.
I definitely reckon a lot of people, you know, whatever gender, like become trainers to get, like, in relationships. Oh my God,
there are so many people that use the gym as Tinder.
Yeah.
It's real.
Yeah.
It's real. But the thing is, like, you know, you don't have to go get a boyfriend, obviously.
Tanya does. Right now.
Yeah, sorry, Tanya.
Quick.
But
yikes.
There are so many options for gym anxiety. You can find a group of girls that, like, you want to go learn stuff. You can. There are female-only gyms as well.
I know.
Yeah, go to a female-only gym.
But then, like, all my friends that know how to gym that are girls are all freaking babes.
and I'm trying to date them. You know, like,
you don't want them to see you shaking, yes, convulsing on a machine.
I'm thinking about, like, the hottest friend I have, and she's like, she can do anything. Like, she can swim, she can box, this milestone. She knows how to do everything.
Is she a Dungeons and Dragons master? This master. Anyway, go on. Wasn't funny. You can cut that out. Go on. I thought it was fucking funny, but no one laughed. Jess normally laughs. Yeah, thanks.
Didn't get it because I don't play.
You don't play Dungeons and Dragons?
No.
What do you mean? I'm so good. I'm kidding. I've literally never played it. Go on.
Anyway, she can do anything. And I feel like if I ever went to the gym with her, I would just leave and cry.
But I don't know. Start somewhere.
I know, but then it's like, do you ever have those friends that are like, yeah, oh, what? Are you out of breath?
Oh.
That's me. I'm the friend that's constantly out of breath.
Oh, me too. One thing that I've learned is that, especially because I have ADHD and I get very bored very easily, is whenever I go to the gym, I don't do a lot of cardio. I do a lot of strength stuff. And it's also, you know, depending on your goals, you do whatever. But the very first couple of times that, like, I was like, you know what, I need to get my fitness back up. I've just, like, not been doing anything. I've been very busy.
Yeah.
I just literally went to the gym and just observed, like, where things were in the gym. And, like, just, like, was on the treadmill for, like, half an hour. And then, like, the next couple times I was going, I was like, okay, now I know where everything is in the gym.
Mm.
I've, like, you know, it's, like, starting really small is a good thing. And also doing your research about what female and male Instagram fitfluencers are actually telling the truth.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of workouts that I've seen recently that come up on my feed where there are people like jumping on one leg with a weight in their hand and like being like, this is a booty blaster workout. A lot of those things are fucking fake.
Yeah.
And they are not based on actual evidence. They're just like, you're going to look like me if you do this exercise. It's like, they're all very like really weird looking exercises as well. And they're like, you know,
yep,
sit on your ass and then put your legs in the air and do this thing. It's like, there's so many better ways to do shit. And like, I think, another thing that's like helped me curb a lot of gym anxiety is actually figuring out what exercises will help you achieve your goals.
Yeah.
And what exercises are actually useless.
Well, I was going to say, do you like walking?
I love walking.
There's nothing wrong with just walking. Do you need to go to a gym?
Well, I don't have abs like the influencer models.
You don't need abs, baby.
And my ass isn't massive.
So you want to, like, you would like to, like, work on, like, aesthetic stuff that only kind of a gym can bring type beat.
So here's my master plan. I'm going to build myself a bunker that has a gym in it.
Yeah.
And then I find a trainer.
Oh, yeah.
Who is willing to wear a blindfold during the session, like after they've shown me how to do stuff, of course. And then they sign an NDA after every session. And I'm like, if I fuck up, you cannot tell anybody.
That sounds really
And then
really
we fall
good.
In love and we kiss in the bunker.
But how?
And we never leave.
You can't. You don't want to be perceived.
And Netflix wants to write a movie about us.
It sounds like you fucking held someone captive and made them put them in a blindfold.
Jennifer Lawrence was in that movie. I've seen that.
Hunger Games?
No.
Passengers?
I volunteered for it!
No, it's called like House at the End of the Street or something like that.
Oh, definitely.
Piece of shit. I cried, man, watching that. It's scary. It's stupid. I wasn't even scared.
Okay, let's wrap this up. Tanya, what was your ick again?
Gyms.
You can't go to the gym.
Let's call it gymxiety.
So what's your solution?
Stay having a pancake ass and just walk on the spot.
What if you go to the gym with me? I don't want to go to the gym.
I don't want to go to the gym.
I do a girlies one to be more comfy. Do a beginner's class. Do a senior's class.
Oh,
seniors classes are so good.
Yeah.
I would love that.
Yeah, do like a little like class with seniors.
Now I'm crying because that's sweet. Sorry, it's been a really big day.
Here's a solution. Okay. Here's a solution.
We're losing it. I can tell we are losing it recording this. Keep going, Jazz.
I have started making jokes in the gym.
What? Do you
like out loud to Jason if we're doing anything? Yeah, like, no, I'm doing stand-up.
I thought you meant by yourself. I was like, hey, what's the deal with
guys?
What's the deal with this fucking treadmill? And, like, everyone around is like,
so I'm in this bar, but I'm in this treadmill on the bar sitting on top of the boardwalk.
I honestly think that's so, like, just, like, doing your stand-up set, like, on the fucking elliptical.
Standing in front of the mirror, everyone's, like, doing lunges, and you're like, So, what's with this barbell, huh?
Why is it so fucking gray?
Why is it so heavy?
This barbell walks into a bar and the bartender says, why the long face?
What I meant was...
What?
Banter in the gym makes me feel less anxious.
Yeah.
Like, if you're with someone and you're like, I don't know how to fucking do this, I will literally say that out loud. People will look at me in the gym and I have to be like... Most people at the gym, if they see someone new come in, if they're a regular...
Mm.
Most of the time, their reaction is not, oh my God, what the hell are they doing here? Their reaction is, oh, cool, they're here, new person.
It's actually interesting. Like, at this class I do, whenever someone new comes, I hiss at them. I go,
how dare you come
hiss
in?
And
how dare you think you can enter the tribe of the gym girlies?
That's actually, so just not to scare you, but when you enter the gym, you know that you do have to, it's normal to get hissed at, and it's normal for people to actually, I don't know if you know this, but people just throw, knives at anyone who's new. Hope that helped, Tanya, with your anxiety.
I feel better.
No, but you know what? That just last thing. There was this girl on TikTok, like, I'm being legit, and she was like, okay, I understand a lot of people have, like, trouble going to the gym because they don't want to be perceived. And what she did, she just did, like, random things. Like, she would walk from one place to the other, and she would, like, just touch the machine, and, like, she would just do things that, like, were a little bit odd, and she filmed it, and literally not a single person looked up.
Oh, wow.
Not a single person looked up. And it was just kind of to say, no one at the gym is thinking, what's Tanya thinking of me right now? Everyone is thinking of themselves in the best way.
Yeah.
Most people, like when you go into a gym and your first thought is, oh my God, everyone's looking at me, and you see someone look at you, it's because you're looking at them.
Yeah.
As well.
Or because they might
and
be wearing,
I figured that out. I like was like, oh my God, no, people are looking at me. I feel so uncomfortable. It's like, no, because I'm looking around, scouring to see if anyone's looking at me. And then people will look at me because they can see my bloody head move in their peripheral vision. And then I'm like, oh no, people are looking at me. I'm uncomfortable. But most of the time, literally no one is looking at you.
Mm.
And also, I'm moving out so soon. So I might be moving near you and I can go to the gym with you if you want me to.
That's really sweet.
Because I also will wear a blindfold if you want me to.
And also, if you're at the gym and you see someone, think about if you're thinking about them. Every time I'm like, oh, people are thinking about me. I'm like, all right, look at that person. And I'm like, oh, look at that guy. And I'm like, I wasn't even like, tell me one thing that you're judging about him or anyone else. And I can't name a single thing. You know
That's
what I
mean? True.
Also, just finding peak times in a gym where there's not many people. I typically go like after the morning rush. If you don't want to see gym bros, don't go from 5 p.m.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm going to join gym.
Yay!
Get ready for problem number one. Take it away, Jess.
I'm working with my ex-boyfriend and everyone loves him. Both of us are in new relationships, but it's frustrating at work to be around him. It's been a year now since we've broken up, but people still ask about stuff. What an ick, lol. How do I get rid of the head noise of my ex still heavily being in my life?
Well, holy crap.
Hey, ex.
Are you saying hey, ex? Like, E-X?
Yeah, like,
hey, ex.
Like, hey, ex-boyfriend.
Oh, cute.
High key quit. Get a new job.
Ooh.
Like, I don't know if that's mean, but get a new job. Or he should get a new...
He should get a new job.
Because who's been there longer? Who has seniority at this place? You do.
Yep.
You're the queen. You're an angel in my eyes. He should get a new job.
What are we calling this queen slash angel?
Stargirl.
Lana Del Rey.
Lana Del Rey.
And then we have to say everything like it's a song. I worked at the workplace with my ex.
Pissy, pissy, poo, poo.
I think that would be really tough, though. Because I think one of the biggest things about, if you're trying to move on from someone, one of the first pieces of advice anyone will say to you is don't hang around them and don't be near them.
Mm.
If you had to work with them, I just want to say, first up, that would be so difficult, wouldn't it?
That would
be so bloody hard.
Do we think that she got him the job?
Look, I'm always on team girly side. So let's say that he was struggling and she was like, come to this workplace. I work at this great job. Because look,
I almost did that. Well, no, I fully did that for an ex. I asked my workplace, are you hiring at the moment? And they said no. And I told him no. And he left me on red.
Oh my God. Also, can I just, I'm just going to I don't know for sure, but I'm going to say if her ex is still working with her, I'm going to presume that she likes the job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's shit because then you don't want to leave a job that you like, but your ex is there.
So how the hell would you navigate this?
I think smelly. I would start a rumor about him.
What? We're going toxic.
I think you have to be a little bit toxic because if you pretend like, you know, the elephant in the room is that you dated. Hello. If you pretend that you never dated, then it's like, but I would just do things like
put a whoopee cushion.
Yes.
We're and going like prank
and put a banana peel on the floor so he can go like slip on it and be like,
yeah, so he like sound. So we just do like a bunch of pranks.
Yeah.
So that's option one. So option one is to prank patrol this boy.
Yeah, but harmless things like, okay, maybe don't let him fall because then that's like work health and safety and like work compensation or whatever and hell.
I think a whoopee cushion would be too funny.
Yeah.
Like if he sat on a whoopee cushion, I think that would just be too hilarious.
It has to be little pranks that are like, oh, did that actually happen? Okay, everyone look away because that's funny but embarrassing. Like, maybe you'd like just put eggs near him so he smells like eggs.
Tanya, that's crazy.
Put eggs
No, but that's the silly. That's our silly. Our silliness has gone out. But now, how does she navigate this? I would try and work as far away from him as possible.
For sure. If you can have different areas,
different days of the week where you work. Different
days of the week.
Try and not work when he's working.
But also, why is he so comfortable working
there?
Yeah,
why is he still there? That's fucking weird. Cringe. And I don't think she's cringe because I'm on her side.
Of course.
I'm always on her side.
You, Lana, could sit in the comfortable.
It's Lana Del Rey.
It's Lana Del Rey.
Sing it. Sing your reply.
You could sit in the comfortableness of the fact that you win.
Yeah.
You win. You won the breakup. You won the breakup. He picked a job working with his ex willingly.
Oh, I think they were together at the time, weren't they?
Oh, I thought he joined after they broke up.
No, I think they were together and then they broke up. In that case, he needs to get the fuck out because I'm going to presume, because girls are always correct, that she started there first.
Yes. And
no, but I think regardless, if you like the job enough, like Lana Del Rey, I think that, can you ask him? Do you reckon you could ask him, like, hey.
Can you leave the job?
Yeah.
That's huge.
That is huge. But also, like, hey, like, not going to lie, it kind of makes me uncomfortable.
Mm.
I love this job so much. And, like, this job means so much to me. And, again, okay, obviously I'm being a bit of a dickhead. We don't know whether, like who got who the job. But I think, you know, be petty. Be like, hey, I really like this job. Because obviously I think she likes the job if she's staying.
Yeah.
And I think it's fine to be like, hey. Well, it's not fine, but to be like, hey, I really like this job and I'm not going to lie, it makes me quite anxious that you're still here.
Yes. But also, if she wants to take the high road and leave the job, hopefully, you know, you've got something better. Like, if that's why, if you were leaving, definitely line something up. But if you do end up quitting, don't tell him.
Yeah.
Leave it, like, so unspoken. Because then he'll probably be chat and, like, reach out to you and be like, hey, did you leave? Don't say anything. Because you're broken up. What are you still talking for?
Yeah.
You should only be talking about work stuff right now.
For sure.
But then everyone should throw a big party for you if you go and do nothing for him.
That's so true. I think you've either got to decide if you want to say to him, like, can you fucking leave? Or if you are going to work together, don't work the days that he's on. Try and stay away from him as much as possible. Try and whatever the work is, try and stay, you know, in different sections of the work. But it depends, obviously, in how close, you know, what type of work. We don't know what type of workplace it is, but
get his tax file number and send the money to yourself.
Oh, it's true.
That's really easy to do.
Say it with me now. Tax fraud. Yes, that's such a good idea. What do you think about asking him, can you leave?
That's so intense because we don't know. They might actually be really good friends. And we're like.
I don't think she is, though. If they're friends, though. If, like, yeah. she's
sending She's got the problem. Yeah,
she's
true.
She's got the problem.
I don't think there's anything wrong with you messaging and saying.
No, because if someone said to you, hey, can you leave? You would leave. Yeah. Like, is it like you would be. If you stayed, like, it would be so much more awkward. And I think the awkwardness of that would make you leave. So even if it's not the right thing to do necessarily, I think it would get them to be like. But you could phrase it like, hey, ex-boyfriend, look, I'm not going to lie. Like, I really love this job and it's quite hard for me to see you every day in terms of me moving on. And just obviously because we dated, I think, you know, everyone knows that when you break up with someone, it's good to have space. And it has become really difficult seeing you every time I'm at work. So I don't really know how to say this, but. Can you fuck off?
That's no, but just, huge.
But like that last, I don't know how you'd word that. How would you word that last line? Like, I don't know how to say this, but.
Okay.
Do you think you could quit?
I'm a huge fan of kill him with kindness. I think like you could even.
That's not what I'm
doing. Yeah. Yeah. Ask him questions like, how are you? You've had a good weekend. That's nice. How long do you plan on staying at this work?
But that's not direct enough and that's not gonna get you what you need.
But if you say it with like a little bit of a face, you know?
Not like that, but you just are really firm and upfront. If you're like, hey, how are you? He might be like, ooh, does she like me again?
Yeah. You're both in different relationships now as well.
Yeah. Look, it's really awkward and obviously.
Threaten him.
Yeah.
Quit or I will do something.
I'm like. Or I will burn down your apartment. Look, it's a really difficult one. I think it's up to the listener. I think you either have to leave yourself.
Or ask him to leave.
Yeah, I guess you've got three options. Ask him to leave, leave yourself, or put boundaries in place so that you can not work with him as much as possible.
Yeah.
And just kind of accept that when you're around him, it's going to be awkward.
Mm.
And put in as many boundaries as possible. So don't work on the same nights. Don't talk to each other as much as you can. You know, stay away from each other, whatever the job is, and just kind of and really like lean in and accept that I'm working with my ex and I've got to like navigate that. Because let's say you do decide, oh, okay, I'm going to stay and I'm going to work with my ex. I think because you've chosen that, I think it's important to kind of be mindful of all the thoughts that come up. Like you might fight reality a bit and be like, oh, I hate that he's here. Ah. It's like, look, if you're choosing to stay, I think a part of you has to accept that with your full like mind and body. You know what? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you have to be like, all right, I'm choosing to stay. My ex is here. It's a shit situation, but I'm just going to try and accept it for what it is or ask him to leave or quit.
Absolutely. And make sure you surround yourself with the friends that you do have at work.
Mm.
Safety in numbers.
Yeah.
Slam. Good luck.
Yeah, good luck. Lana Del Rey.
Lana Del Rey.
Good luck. Lana.
La la la.
And here comes problem number two. Let's get into it.
Is it wrong to date my friend's ex? We're not that close and we don't hang out much, but I would still feel guilty. The ex is really hot, by the way.
Wait, are they close with their friend?
They're not close. Is that what they said?
They're not close with their friend?
Wow. What are we calling this person?
Okay, so we're going to call the person who wants to date the friend's ex.
The sender who sent the problem.
Jerry Seinfeld.
Okay, Jerry.
Jerry Seinfeld. And then the friend of... So Jerry's friend is called Larry David. Larry David. And then the who's the third person?
Jimmy Fallon.
Hot. All right. What a trio.
Damn. Would you do it if this was you? If your friend dated someone, they broke up and you're like, oh, they're pretty hot. Would you go for it?
It depends. Like, you know, so Jerry Seinfeld. It depends how close they are with Larry David. Like, do you care enough? Do you want to be friends with Larry David in the long run?
Mm.
And I think if the answer is yes, I would like to keep Larry David in my life. Maybe don't date Jimmy Fallon. But if Jerry Seinfeld and Larry David have felt like they're drifting apart and they will be able to reap the consequences of like, I don't really care what Larry David thinks of me anymore.
yeah.
then go for Jimmy Fallon.
I feel like if this is a queer setting, go for it. You're all going to be friends in like 3 months' time. Am I wrong?
No.
That's right,
You're
right?
Not wrong. Yeah, look. That is definitely a hard one, though. I definitely think it depends. It depends on Jerry Seinfeld. It depends on your relationship with Larry David.
Definitely.
If this person has been nice to you in the past and has been a loyal friend and you're just kind of moving apart and drifting apart from each other, and maybe there was never any animosity, maybe don't.
I say
fuck Jimmy Fallon. But,
do it. Okay. I love
what
chaos.
What if they're really...
Because you have to wait for Jimmy Fallon to like reciprocate. You have to wait for Jimmy Fallon to feel the same way.
Yeah.
I can't say that word.
But, oh, this is...
Kiss them. Oh my God, kiss Jimmy.
Wait. So you're on the side of YOLO.
Yeah.
Do anything. I'm on the side of it depends on your relationship with Larry David. Because I always think, yes, it might be fun in the moment. And oh my God, lol, Jimmy Fallon. I got with fucking Jimmy Fallon. But also like... I think a week later, after the dust has settled a bit, how are you going to feel about yourself, Jerry Seinfeld?
Guilty. You're going to feel like shit and you're going to go to your friends.
No, but you might.
Cry.
No, but that's the thing. If Larry David wasn't the best friend to begin with and they kind of sucked and you weren't that close with them.
Yeah.
You know, get with Jimmy Fallon, slay. And if you were like close but not that close and it's whatever, get with Jimmy Fallon, slay. But if you were like had a decent relationship, I don't know. I think you've got to be prepared for the consequences. Are you like you've got to take what you want in this life?
Yeah, I'm like, you're the main character in your story. You need to kiss who you want to kiss. Life
and
is
in this
too
case,
short.
It's Jimmy Fallon. Yeah.
I agree with mostly with what you both have said. But I also think if the ex and... So hang on.
Larry David.
So Larry David is the ex.
No. Jimmy Fallon's the ex.
Wait, Jimmy, no, Jimmy Fallon,
no, Larry David and Jimmy Fallon used to date and now they're not dating and Jerry Seinfeld is friends with Larry David.
Okay, so
yep.
If Larry and Jimmy broke up in a really awful way and it's quite clear that Larry's not over them, I probably wouldn't go there. But if you have real genuine feelings for Jimmy Fallon... And it's not just, like, if you can reevaluate and be like, okay, this isn't just a crush. I actually really like this person and I can foresee a long future with this person or whatever.
Yep.
I would honestly communicate that to
Larry David.
I would be like, hey, Larry, I just wanted to let you know that I've gotten to know so-and-so over the past whatever and I am starting to feel these genuine feelings for them. If this makes you really uncomfortable and, like, you... don't want to continue our friendship if I pursue this.
But also depending on how close you are with Larry David. If you're not
you're not close at all,
yeah,
then whatever, they're not together anymore. Yeah. You don't owe each other anything.
Friend is such a loose word.
Yeah, exactly. Friend is
you've said you're not close, so I would be more inclined to be like, just date them.
Yeah.
Because they're, you know, once you break up with someone, you're not obligated to them anymore. You've broken up.
But also maybe they just want to do kissy kissy and like some blinking and no dating.
Mm. That's even better, I think.
That's better, right?
I think
it's
better
to one night stand
than actually get into a relationship with them.
Like, yeah, it's like it never happened, really.
There's like barely a moral dilemma in that situation, I feel.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like if you want like Molly said, if you want to continue being close with that person, maybe just breach the conversation and be like, I have feelings with this person.
Yeah.
Like, you're comfortable doing that. I think your ex is hot. Oh, that's an insane line to say.
Because I don't think...
Well, not exactly that way. But if you have, like, the actual feelings for them and you want to date them. But if you're just wanting to fuck them and you still want to be friends with
Larry
then probably don't go there.
Damn.
Why don't Jerry Seinfeld and Larry David date? Not in the podcast, in real life.
That's a good one. I think you need to sleep with both of them.
Oh,
threesome?
Threes. Okay, you know what? Let's settle on a threesome.
Okay.
I think that's the best answer for, yes, it will create chaos. Yes, it's not good. Yes, it won't do anything, but
threesome.
Yay.
And practice safe sex.
Yay.
Yeah.
Love you, Larry David.
Love you, Jimmy Fallon.
Hey guys, thanks for listening to the podcast. Thanks for listening to our problems and for sending in your own.
If you have a problem you want us to solve, please message us on Instagram at gorgegreasyprobs.
Or fill out our problem form that's linked in the description of the episode.
Ooh, ooh. Bruh.
Bye, gorgeous greasy girlies. Mwah.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.